Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It sure has been pleasant weather-wise here on the ranch. The rains did settle in some of the trenches where we buried water lines earlier in the summer, and it seems like every piece of equipment that I've been using to fill them back in is wanting to break down. I suppose that's why I've been focusing so hard on rotational grazing and stockpiling feed the last few years. I just don't get along with machinery that well. We're hoping that the hard freeze holds off long enough that the late planted corn will work to come out as high moisture corn rather than having to chop it for silage. When I planted that corn, I had intended to graze it over the winter, but the growing conditions were better than I expected, and it probably has a little too much corn for that to work real well. Some of my most unpleasant memories are associated with putting up silage, and I would rather not make more memories. Whether we were running our own equipment or having it custom chopped, we seemed to be plagued by breakdowns. Of course, the fact that the custom chopper we worked with gathered up his equipment at farm sales, south of the border, probably increased our chances of calamity. In one of the many trips to the salvage yard or parts store, my fertile imagination came up with a fictional parts man who I call Mr. Goodgrinch. He sits upon his stool and levels an icy glare beneath the sign that says customer service. He makes you wonder where. Being a parts man isn't easy. You don't see folks at their best. But his level of indifference raises him above the rest. He don't look to be ambitious, and rumors do abound. If he were really too lazy to feed himself, would he be that big around? When I get up to the counter, I tell him of my plight. He appears to be ignoring me, just staring at the light. We don't have that in stock, that would be my guess. If you will pay the freight, we can ship at UPS. Can we jerry-rig up something just long enough to get me through? His good eye narrows to a slit. Do I look like the Creator to you? Now, he wouldn't be confused with deity, at least not to me, it seems. But he might make the front line on the opposing team. Now a miracle has happened. I see what I need on the shelf. He curls his lip into a snare and growls, just help yourself. I lay the part upon the counter. He sticks his finger in his nose to pick it, thinking if he stalls long enough, someone else will post the ticket. No one comes to our rescue, so he waits longer still. Finally giving up, he says, we'll just send you a bill. As I leave that store, I wonder, how does he stay employed? At worst, folks leave disgusted. At best, they leave annoyed. A season for all things, and all things in their season. Reflecting on this scripture, I recognize the reason. Leeches and three-toed sloth, they have a purpose, don't you see? And in a revelation, his value appears to me. Why, I'm almost embarrassed. I did not see it before. His contributions are so obvious. How could I e'er ignore? He's a builder of workplace morale. At last I understood. Anyone standing next to this guy is bound to look real good. Thanks for riding along this morning. I hope that whether you're running equipment or just running, that everything holds together for you this week, and that you can come back next time for another edition of Homegrown. Happy trails!